With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Been caught in the rain yet this morning? You might want to keep your umbrella handy and shelve any plans to hit the ocean today.
A cold front located across the extreme northwest Caribbean will progressively affect the Cayman area throughout today, eventually crossing and becoming stationary east of Jamaica by Tuesday morning.
National Weather Service forecaster Benjamin Harding tells Radio Cayman there is a small craft advisory in effect, which is expected to be upgraded to a marine watch tonight as conditions, quote, continue to deteriorate. A strong wind advisory is also in effect. Mr. Harding says the National Weather Service expects a gradual decrease in winds and seas through Wednesday. I'll have a more in-depth view of that gloomy weather today in the full forecast coming up after the news, so make sure to keep it locked right here to Radio Cayman. The premier is heading to the 50th regular meeting of CARICOM with Caribbean heads of government in St. Kitts and Nevis this week, with sessions starting tomorrow and continuing through Friday. The theme is Beyond Words, Action Today for a Thriving, Sustainable CARICOM.
Building a stronger, fairer Cayman means being a modern, innovative Cayman. And this doesn't happen in isolation. It happens by discussing and working through issues with the beloved people of our islands, with international stakeholders, and certainly with our regional brothers and sisters with whom we share so much fascinating history, rich heritage, and deeply held values.
The Honorable Andre Ebanks says this week's meetings will cover subjects reflected in Cayman's 2026-28 broad outcomes, such as enhanced overseas relations, trade development, food security, and climate resiliency. Nominations will be accepted soon for the 5th Making Wave Awards. Launched in 2021, the event celebrates Caymanians living overseas who are advancing their fields, strengthening communities, and, quote, representing Caymanian values on a global stage. Cayman Connections Executive Director Ashley Webster Akiwomi.
The Making Waves Awards gives us the opportunity to pause, to acknowledge that impact, and to showcase our incredible people and their achievements.
The organization will invite the community to play its part in recognizing excellence by submitting nominations for the 2026 awards across various categories. That's going to be taking place in March. In addition, a new People's Choice Award will be introduced, allowing the public to vote for a nominee to receive special recognition. Details about nomination criteria and award categories can be found at caymanconnection.org/nominate. And organizers say one of the true highlights of the 57th annual Agriculture Show was seeing the creativity, pride, and passion poured into the district displays. Cayman Agriculture says every single exhibit at the Ash Wednesday event was, quote, absolutely amazing, with the effort, storytelling, and detail on display making it clear just how much love goes into representing each district. The top three district displays selected by the judges, coming in third place, West Bay, Georgetown clinched the silver, and East End took the top spot. This year's theme was Harvesting Harmony, Celebrating Our Culture and Agriculture. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum has praised the armed forces for the operation that killed the country's most wanted man, El Mencho. The drug lord died on Sunday from injuries suffered during an attempt to capture him. His gang has unleashed a wave of violence in response. Prosecutors at the International Criminal Court have accused the former president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, of personally selecting targets for murder during his war on drugs. A hearing's been taking place to decide whether he should face a full trial for alleged crimes against humanity. Mr. Duterte maintains he's innocent. Spain's prime minister has announced he'll declassify files related to an attempted coup 45 years ago. Pedro Sanchez said democracies needed to know their past to build a freer future. The United States is pulling non-emergency personnel out of its embassy in the Lebanese capital Beirut as fears grow of a US military strike on Iran. The militant group Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran, is based in Lebanon. The European Parliament has put on hold a trade deal agreed last year with the United States after President Trump announced a new blanket 15% tariff. The US Supreme Court had struck down his original tariffs as illegal. BBC News.